Changing minds one thought at a time. Greetings, 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 everyone. Welcome to the Motivate Social Podcast, where we bring you people who are changing the world via social media. But before we start, I have to introduce y'all to my lovely, lovely, lovely co-host, Vanessa Canterbury. How art thou?
I'm great. How are you?
Girl, you know, I'm living my best life right now with all this corona. You know, I ain't. Yeah.
You have to.
Yes, we gotta make it smile. And I am so excited to be speaking to our guest today. She is amazing, the editor in chief of his favorite magazine, Shanae Woodson. How you doing, Shanae?
I'm blessed and highly favored. No, that's true. I'm good. I'm great.
That's right.
I'm great.
See, you know, I love that you bring in the energy because, you know, with all of this we've been going through, we've been kind of dead sometimes. But
yeah, oh, yeah.
I want the people to know that when they come on to the Motivate Social Podcast, they're going to get the energy from us and from the guests. That's what I'm talking about. So yes, ma'am. So we're going to start off with our first question. We ask every guest to come on here. How are you changing the world via social media?
Ooh, that's funny you say that because sometimes, I'm being honest, I'm like, how am I changing the world through social media? And after you sent me the message about, you know, be on your show, I had to really think about it. Like, wait a minute, what am I actually doing? But I've noticed it's basically just bringing the message of hope and faith through the platform of His Paper Magazine, because His Paper Magazine alone is, oh my gosh, there's a lot of faith behind it. So me, you know, showing people that, you know, you can do so many things that go against the grain. And just be transparent through His Paper Magazine, and even with my own personal page as well. I'm gonna put a little plug out there for my personal page. Sometimes I'm transparent on there too. But just being able to let people see that regardless of what's going on, God is still showing favor. God is still showing grace and mercy. He's still showing love. And I just feel like that's what the world needs right now, just to know that there's something else on the other side of what they're going through. So bringing people on from different walks of life, because my magazine is representing diversity, so they can see somebody that, you know, in their own neighborhood, and also know that we're all in this together as a body of Christ. Bringing people from all walks of life just to declare that God is there. He's still here. He's still among us. And just having different people with their different gifts, presenting it in a different way to be able to touch people where they are. Because I may not be able to reach a certain person, but maybe one of my writers or somebody that I'm posting on social media on my page can reach somebody else that I can't reach.
I am loving it. You know, it was such an honor. I was excited when I was first introduced to you, and I went through your page, and it's so positive, and it's so hard nowadays to be able to see consistency in being positive on a page, and then to be able to connect with you, and it's still the same person, because sometimes people could be the most positive person on social media, and then when you meet them, like, that don't match, and yours match. And that's one thing that I truly, truly gravitated to, is just your heart, just to be able to say, dang, look at the other side of it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a temporary situation what you're going through. And holding on to your faith, that little faith that you have, and just making sure that you just don't let it go in whatever you're going through. I just truly love the message behind what you're doing. And I just can't wait to see what's next for you. One of my questions is, what made you start His Favor Magazine?
Ooh, I love this question. Because it's such a testimony. I was actually involved with another magazine, and I was the managing editor of this particular magazine, and I loved it. Like, you would have thought it was my magazine, but, it, you know, of course it wasn't. And at the time when I was in transition about some other things, I was led to start another my own magazine with, along with my, I'll just say my ex. And that magazine started doing pretty well. However, the content wasn't really matching the name of the magazine because I started getting more, I would say known names. Like I think my first person was Vicky Yohi, because we was technically going to just do indie artists and like indie authors, things like that. But I started getting Vicky Yohi and Jacqueline Carr and who else? So many names that, you know, if I name them, you automatically know who they are. And then from there, I was just sitting one day and I said, Lord, I was like, I feel like the name needs to be changed. It's not matching, the content is not matching the name of the magazine. So I was talking to the other person and I said, I don't think, you know, I think the name needs to be changed. I'm feeling it so heavy in my spirit. And, you know, just, you know how some people, they say things because they're not trying to hurt you, but at the same time, they feel like they're protecting you as well. So it was like, well, we already got the name out there. We're starting to get some buzz. We're doing pretty good. I said, yeah, but I have to be obedient. The name has to change. So I was talking to one of my content editors and I said, I don't know why I feel like the name has to change. It's so heavy on me, but I get it. It may mess us up with branding and everything. We might have to start over, but I just feel like I have to be obedient. And out of the blue, I said, you know what? God sure has been showing us a lot of favor. He's been getting these big names and going to these big events and everything. And something said his favor. And I said, that's it. And she was like, I love it. And from there, that first, between the first two issues, I already got Joyce Meyer and Wes Morgan and so many, you know, names, like I said. And that's all not just about the names, but the people that were just willing to interview with me. And a lot of people don't know the reason why. They say, why are you always talking about Joyce Meyer? Because Joyce Meyer, if you know this, she doesn't do a lot of interviews on magazine, anything, radio or anything, because she has her own, you know, platform. But when they agreed to do his favor, it blessed me because I didn't know that she did her research on me and found my book. I also wrote a book. And the reason why she said yes to my interview is because she liked what my book was talking about, because it related to some things that she had went through. And we all know her, you know, mainly her testimony about the things she went through in her childhood and growing up. So that his favor is that, it's favor. It's a favor of God. I don't know how, when, where. Sometimes I send an email and just pray, Lord, if they want to do the interview, then good. If they don't, they don't. Then next thing I know, 3 days later, we'll be glad to do the interview. I'm like, what? I wasn't expecting that. So, it just came from that, just being obedient. So his favor is all about obedience, and that's the honest truth. It may sound super over the top spiritual, but that's what it is. It's just me just happen to be obedient, and God took it from there.
Wow, I love that testimony, and I personally remember the first interview. I remember. Mm-hmm. The first anniversary, I now know about the second anniversary. And each issue is more powerful than the one before. And it's just because of God's favor. And and I know the fact that you put so much into it. And it is about obedience, because you don't move unless you're led to move. And so that's going to be one of my questions. What happens if somebody, have you ever gotten any kickback for not moving the way somebody else wanted you to move?
Every other day. yes. actually, in the beginning, yes, I'll be honest. In the beginning of doing it, I got a lot of kickback. It was mainly I wasn't following industry protocol. Even with the design of the covers wasn't, you know, normal like it was supposed to be. And I was just like, you know, I will be honest, I was torn, because I'm like, okay, I want to be, you know, in quote unquote industry standard. I want to do things in excellence. But I got this other side of me that I know is the voice of God telling me, no, keep doing it. The stuff that's in your head, the stuff you're writing down, the stuff that you're typing out, all those things is coming from me. So if you pay attention to that side, Don't worry about that other side. You'll make room. I'll make that room. Don't worry about it. And thank God, I'm trying to give Sarah Grace the proper name, but my graphic artist, I call her my graphic artist more than a designer, and just the ideas of when she started coming up with, you know, different looks of the cover, just the covers alone is not your typical quote unquote, you know, cover. And people started saying, oh, you know, you're not going to, this is not industry standard, but I'm like, this, people are saying that, but why is God still opening up these doors? If it's not quote unquote what the industry would accept, somebody's accepting it. God is allowing things to happen for the magazine. So that was mainly one of the biggest kickbacks. Another one was because I want to stay diverse and have Black, white, Indian, Chinese, whatever, all walks of life in the magazine. It was more like, well, you're a Black woman, and right now we're trying to empower Black people, especially the Black woman, so won't you do an all Black woman magazine? But that's not my call. And that's not what God has called me to do. And I had a little, at one moment, I said, well, maybe I should do a, you know, all Black woman magazine. But I realized, no, my sister over here is doing one. My sister over there is doing one. This person's doing one. Well, it's enough people promoting Black women without me having to feel I have to be in the number two. I'm still a Black woman. I love being a Black woman. But at the same time, I know where my lane is and what God called me to. So if I swayed and did what everybody else told me to, so no telling where I would be right now. I probably wouldn't have a magazine no more at all. So who knows? So it still goes back to that whole being obedient all over again, just regardless of the kickback, still be obedient, still run your race. Don't look to the left, to the right, because you just got to keep moving forward, regardless of what's in your ear or what's in your email. I'll go there too. What's in your email and what you should and shouldn't do. Because if you follow what other people want you to do or what they think, and some people that tell you what they think have no, some of them don't even have a clue about what's going on in the industry, if you want to put it that way. And that's what I had to learn too. Like, some of these people just saying things just to say it. And I had to, you know, just block all that out. And so I can just tune into, you know, what God tells me to do. And I will admit, I do look at magazines that are, you know, very established. I do check those out. Even though I don't copy them, at the same time, I still see, you know, if I'm going to look at something, I want to see something that's successful, not somebody who's still, you know, trying and trying to tell me what to do too, while they're trying new things as well. No, I'm going to look at somebody that's already established.
You said a whole mouthful, so let's go there.
I'm sorry. I'm like, it's not fair.
Let's go there. You know, I'm so grateful that you have sponsored my conference and you see the vision behind my conference. And one of the things that I have with me and Akina will always have these conversations. I said one thing when God gave me the direction to go do a conference, I said I did not want to do it. Because that was never my intentions, and I mean nothing, but you know, I said, go ahead, tell me your plans, you know, what the rest, right? Okay. And so when me and Dr. Finch will have all these conversations, I said, one thing I will not do, I don't want to be like every other conference that drains the heck out of people. That's something that I don't want to be involved in any of that. If that's the direction that people expect, then I'm not doing a conference like that. Because that's not what God is showing me in this conference. And so with that being said, the conference was so intimate. It was so successful. And it was so powerful just because being obedient, not doing what everybody else is doing. And to be able to, I can't even say the person's name because she's a big person. And then one of the attendees who had attended, she had attended this ladies' conference, and she said, I attended a ladies' conference 2 years in a row, and there's thousands and thousands and thousands of people there. She spent thousands and thousands of dollars to get there, right? Mm-hmm. And she said, but the interesting part about it, she said, I never got to the point where I really wanted to be able to move. But to attend your conference, I want to move now. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. That right there alone blew me away. And it was also confirmation that I'm going in the right direction of where God said, go in this direction. And I'm glad mm-hmm. I did. And I thank you because the ladies who you sent, my goodness, phenomenal. And it really yeah. captured something that God has shown me in my vision. But then when I received the video back, I was like, wow. Mm-hmm. So being obedient, God will bring those people to be able to bring that vision that he showed you together. Because I didn't understand how he was going to bring this thing together. But the video wow. came back. And when the video came back, it was exactly what I had told Kenna. This is what needed to take place. In a picture. That's what I kept saying. It's in a picture.
Mm-hmm.
But your team captured it in the video. And that alone, come on. Mm-hmm. I'm do what God has called you to do, not what other people want you to do.
Yeah.
And that alone, hands down, there's nothing but success on top of success on top of success that will come from being obedient, because it costs mm-hmm. too much not to be obedient.
Mm.
Oh, okay. Let me, okay.
Now you're definitely on something.
Oh, Lord.
Yes.
So
it costs way too much.
It does. It costs so much. And now what people are dealing with right now in this economy, they decided mm-hmm. not to go because of fear. They decided to live in fear, walk with fear, have it as a badge of honor, fear. And they had just, they forgot all about the faith who got them mm-hmm. there, who woke them up, who put food on the table, who put clothes on their back, who make sure they had a roof over their head. And this is only a temporary situation. But on the other side, it should be also a wake-up call to get your things in order, because you wasn't yeah. listening to me the first time. You didn't listen to me the second time. So I'm going to shut the world down to get y'all attention now. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what he's doing. And in this moment of silence, are we listening?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me stop. So,
mm-hmm.
oh, Lord. My question to you, how did you get to the place of moving past all the naysayers and all that noise? How did you move past that? Because somebody need to hear that.
And I'm going to be super transparent, because I feel like I'm feeling led to. I had to do one of the things that I think a lot of people should do, for one, called the Black Anointing. And that started with social media. And I know we're on here talking about the power of social media, but I also had to realize social media was also causing me to doubt some things that I was going through, because I was seeing some things because of a previous, not being transparent, a previous relationship, and even things concerning what other people were doing and watching, you know, and just watching, knowing that it had something to do with me. And that alone, just the unfriending people, blocking people, even phone numbers, has me to the place where I am now. And I'm not where I want to be. You know, we all in this faith walk together, and we have to all have to carry our own cross. But at the same time, this is what I had to do, because I know Shanae's had a tendency of, hey, if you got something to say, well, I have something to say back. And we can go back and forth until I let you know who I am. And I realized I don't have to do that no more. I just have to just keep, and sometimes just be in silence and just do what I need to do and stay obedient to God. But yeah, I had to take that drastic measure and literally block people. Like I said, block them, not just, oh, I'm just blocking the naysayers. No, I had to go to profiles and block and delete, depending on who the person was or what I was saying, because I knew where God was taking me, but it was a distraction because of what I was going through. I'm very mindful now of who's in my circle as well. And like I said previous, even when people give me advice, if you're giving me advice, I have to know that you've already been there, done that. Like, I'm not going to take Joe Blow telling me how to do something, and Joe Blow is writing a newsletter. That's not going to happen. I can honestly say my circle now is smaller, but it's powerful and it's impactful. So, because I had a larger circle, I was like, oh, connect to this person, connect to everybody. No, I realized, no, whoever's supposed to connect to me, God will send them and they will fit right where they need to fit. So even if they are saying something, it's always either, the doc will tell you, she gets on me a lot. Me and her have some great conversations, and I take it from her because I see where she's going. Or she's already been there, done that. And I take her advice because we have that kindred, you know, that it fits. She's my sister. So I will take it from her. But anybody else is like, you can keep it moving. I don't want to hear what you have to say. And plus, another thing I think people need to realize, we need to stop listening to naysayers and just focus on what God is telling us. That's a lot about problems. It's good to have mentors, like I said, and people in our circle. But at the end of the day, if Akina was never around, if Syl, whoever I associate with, is never around, I still have to remember that I still have this relationship with God that I'm working on. And at the end of the day, regardless of who's in my ear, he needs to have a final voice, regardless. So if you can tune in all the time to what he's saying, the naysayers, the voices will start to dwindle away. They'll start to dwindle away. And they'll be so silent, it won't even matter anymore. And I think, like I said, I had to get, not saying everybody has to do it, but I know from my testimony, I had to do that. I had to, I had to block people out my life, period. If I see them, hello, thank you, it was great to know you 10 years ago, but I'm keeping it moving. Hi. What up, what'd you say? Oh, nothing. Okay, great, thank you, and keep it moving. And you may not need a response from me in your inbox. That's how drastic I've had to be, because I know what God has placed in my hand, and no one's going to mess that up, not even me. Only person that can mess his favor up is me, and God will not even allow me to do it, because you know how many times I wanted to give up? Kina, you better tell her how many times I wanted to give up his favor. Every other day. And I was even talking myself out of, you know, moving forward sometimes. Sometimes we're our naysayers. Sometimes we are. We'll talk ourselves out of going to the next level because of fear, doubt, thinking we can't accomplish different things. Again, looking at other people saying, well, I don't think I can attain what they obtained, or they did it faster than I am. No, because you're still running your race. So sometimes I had to shut myself up. Because I was man, you're not going to be able to do this. Look at the funds. You ain't got the money to do that. I just did a screening of Just Mercy for my second anniversary. How I pulled it off, I do not know. Warner Brothers hit me up. How they even heard about me, I do not know. And asked me to do a screening. And I was going to talk myself out of that. Shanae, you can't do no screening for Just Mercy. Why? That was all something said. Shut up, Shanae. So again, sometimes we can be our own naysayers. And mess ourselves up. And I'm gonna stop right there because I'm gonna say some more stuff. But I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna go. That topic gets to me because I see so many people that can go so far, but because of, like you said, the naysayers, they stuck. They are so stuck because they're so busy worrying about what other people are saying, so busy worrying about people pleasing. And it hurts. It hurts because I have people I know. And I'm looking like, man, if you only knew what was inside of you, don't listen to them folks. Just listen to God. And if you have to listen to a few people, get the right people in your circle. Get the right people.
Woo! I've been sitting over here trying not to scream. Yes, 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 yes. Oh my God. Let's talk. Let's go ahead and continue this because, you know, those naysayers, you said something that was so powerful. There are people out there stopping their own blessings because of something else somebody else said who didn't even have the vision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you stopping what the Creator has given to you because of somebody who doesn't even know what the vision is?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
There's a lot of people doing that. There's a lot. You see it all the time. They may not say it, but you can tell. You can tell by their circle. You can tell a lot of times you can tell where people stand by the people that are around them.
And you know, the circle thing.
Say that. Yes. I'm sorry.
But you know, okay, so she done joined in, right? So this is where let's go here, because apparently this one's gonna be a good one. So let's just take it here. Let's just be some transparent sisters on this line right now. Okay.
Oh, you know.
You know I'm ready now. So look, we all know what it feels like to be the chosen one in whatever field, you know, or have that anointing. Let's use that word. Having that anointing upon thy life in some type of shape, form, or fashion. And some people just can't receive that energy because they feel that they should have everything. So they have to attack. They know anything about it or not. It's just the fact that you have something that they don't have. So that spirit comes out of them, right? You know, but so people start cowering down and shrinking and playing small so that they don't have to get those attacks. But what we don't know, what they're not getting is the fact that all those attacks are part of the process. It's making the iron sharper, you know, and making you ready for, you know, to go to battle, because this place right here is all about, you know, it's so much spiritual warfare going on. That's really what we've been talking about, all these attacks. You know, let's go ahead and put it out there, you know, that's what we've been talking about here, and we got to be ready. You know, He's not making us go through all this so we can stay green. He's letting us go through this so we can be true warriors for the kingdom.
Yeah.
And the fact that we're sitting up, you know, that people to choose to cower, choose not to grow, choose to be a fraction of themselves is beyond me.
They become complacent and content right here. Well, I'm good right here. I'm fine. No.
But you know, your testimony, because I know it, I've seen it, it's been in my life for 2+ odd years, even before then, before you did His Favorite magazine. I knew you at the other magazine. And you have been that person that's going to say, I'm standing up no matter what. Through no matter what. And you have been hit. You have definitely been hit, but you always come out on top at the end because you're obedient. And somebody really needs to hear that. They need to hear the fact that yes, we go through, but it's necessary.
Because even now, when I especially women, when I talk to them, and even at my, you know, I work a full-time job as well for the state of Maryland. And even one of the classes I teach, I actually teach managing stress. And I have bring so many different, you know, people dealing with stuff. And every time that class is over, somebody, hey, can I get your number so you can pray for me? You know, I, and even though I'm working for the state, I have to be mindful, you know, because I got to still be professional too. But the other side of me will pop out a little bit, sometimes more than, depending on the class. And I remember this one lady after it was over, she said, I don't know what it is, but she said, you just had this light about you. She said, but I can tell it's also something in you, like, I've been through some stuff, but I'm trying to help you. And I said, it's weird you're saying that because sometimes I don't even know. I said, and anytime somebody says something, oh, I've been through that. Let me talk to you. Oh, I've gone through that already. Let me say something to you. Let me encourage you. And then they see what the stuff I'm doing now. Like, what? You've been through that? You've done this? Yes, I have. And I'm just like in a state of awe right now, probably within the last few months, like just in awe, like God, stuff, so much stuff has been happening to me. And now I'm finally realizing why. First it was like, oh, you know, trying to get out this pity party. But I was like, nah, because people paying attention. People, we think, and that's another power of social media. We think people not, you may not get 50,000 likes. Honey, people are watching. People are what, I went to the, well, before they closed all the malls, I went to the mall and somebody said, hey, you're the lady from His Favorite. I'm look. And I said, oh, hi, how are you? Yeah, I'm following you. You got some great content. You doing good? I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm sitting there thinking, man, I don't get like, you know, the 1,000 likes and stuff. I said, but every time I go somewhere, if I had my t-shirt on, when we went to Vegas, you can ask Kiana. We went to Vegas, nobody knows really knew at the time. Nobody really knew my face. They knew the logo. So we still have to be so mindful. That's going back to the power of social media, even what we put out there, because even if they're not clicking like, they're watching. And I had to, when I went to the Stellar Awards, that's when I realized, I walked in, I did an interview. Oh, His Favorite Magazine. I remember doing, Jacayla Carr walked over to me on the red carpet. His Favorite Magazine, hey, girl, I've been so great talking to you on the phone. She didn't remember my name, but she knew, she remembered the logo and all that stuff, and said she's still following the page and all this stuff. And I'm just sitting here like, all I got to do is just keep posting. Because I used to get frustrated, like, man, I didn't get that many likes on that post, so I did this, and I didn't get a lot of views. And I'm like, but people are watching. So we still have to be mindful, because we don't know who we're touching. We just don't know. And like I said, these past 2 months have been like a huge eye-opener for me. It's been crazy. So y'all getting an interview with Sinead that's just like woke right now. I've been like just fighting with this person that I am now, just in awe. I'm still like in awe right now, all the stuff that that's been going on. But I think I went off topic, which was asking me. But yes, I'm just in awe. I just want to share with people, just be careful what you put out there, because there's so many people that we can touch and we don't even realize it. We don't. We truly don't.
You know, I'm trying not to start up with you now. All right. Because you had said a couple of things that really caught my attention. And one of the things is that there's a lot of broken mindsets out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are watching. People are definitely watching. Mm-hmm. They watch. They pitch. And they're taking notes. I experienced it myself. And I was blown away, and I'm still blown away, that who is watching. And so when that next level happens, because of being obedient, keeping your faith, God shows you favor. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Ooh, this conversation, Lord Jesus. So we have to continue to move. We have to continue to push ourselves. We have to continue to be obedient. I just want you just to continue. I'm loving this conversation, girl. I'm trying.
I am too.
But I'm just, it's such an honor, and I am so grateful that Dr. Finch had introduced me to you, because it's hard to find like-minded people on a mission being serving leaders. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not about us. We're just serving. That's it. That's all. And in that, in walking into our purpose and learning how to own that thing, your blessings just overflow. So I say this to you, my sister, let those blessings overflow. Start to receive those blessings, like, you know, just embrace them, because it's hard. It is so hard for us to embrace it, because this is what we just do. But that's, we have true, to start saying, you know what? Thank you. Thank you. When people tell me things and I couldn't understand, Kenneth Seven, I said, you got to start receiving that. I just do it, just like you just do it. But just making those connections with those real people. And there's a lot of fakeness on social media. But when you get outside of that, you can have a good girlfriend conversation.
Yeah.
That's the blessing in itself, because you're like, man, I'm just checking on you, sis, because I know, you know, you always think, but those right there, you got to check on. And so I'm glad we're having this check on moment conversation. Because this is real, this is raw, this is authentic, this is just you know, on purpose. Right?
Yeah. Ooh,
okay, okay. All right. So I want you to be able to let people know, because I could go on and on.
It's
let people know what's coming up next for you, and then also how they could be able to find you and keep up with all the amazing things that you are doing on social media.
What's coming up next with me? I have a few speaking engagements. Actually, a couple of them were one of them was next weekend, but it got postponed because of what's going on. So I think they're going to push it to August. We've also been nominated for the Black Media Honors and the Steeple Awards, which will be held in Atlanta, both of those award shows in August. And we have a few more contributing writers that's coming out that's going to be a little bit more vocal as far as social media is concerned with the Instagram TV, things like that. So, but I don't want to say too much because some things are still on my notepad. I'm just trying to get things together. But yeah, I'm excited. And we got another screening coming up soon. I'm just waiting for some things with Warner Brothers to take place so I can do another one. Can I say something? I'm loving doing these screenings. Like, it's the best experience. But yes, that's really what's going on is just going with the flow right now. I'm just loving where God is. Every day is something different. It's like something I'm not expecting that's coming in my email or somebody contacting me and, you know, wanting to his favor to be a part of. So I'm excited.
Wonderful, wonderful. Shanae, thank you for being on with us today. We are so excited to have you. And this conversation was absolutely amazing and definitely needed.
Yes, it was. And Vanessa over there, she's about to start preaching, so I'm about to see what I can do with my kids.
I'm sorry.
Church is closed.
Pass the collection plate.
Little Bible study.
Well,
yeah.
You know, just thank you. And you know, and to the audience who listened to this today, this was a raw, uncut version of what can truly happen when true energies collide. And, you know, so please follow Shanae, follow his favorite magazine to get this true, authentic feeling that you're receiving every day in her postings. And also follow Motivate Social Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, under the name Change Your Minds Online. So thank you so much for all you do and for sharing and for caring and of course, letting us spread our message through you. So until next time, everyone, good night.
Good night.
Good night.